You know, as I began to put together or think about putting together the presentation for this morning, it really was challenging because in prior years, and I've done this topic for a lot of years, it's very by rote. There's politics involved, but there's typically, even with politics, some predictability. This year is different. So we're going to hit on high spots, hit on low spots, and give you an overview from the political, legislative, agency, regulatory side to the Supreme Court, and then a little bit of time spent at the end on Fifth Circuit and one other circuit case that I think is pretty important and interesting. So we're going to talk about election politics and beyond, agency actions and employment legislation such as it is at present, the Supreme Court, present and future. The decisions, we have had decisions out of the Supreme Court in the last year, and then future issues that are likely to come before the court or that are already planned to come before the court, and then finally Fifth and other circuit decisions. First, we'll talk a little bit about the politics. So what a year. We had a presidential campaign and a presidential election last year. In the presidential election, we had a lot of firsts. We had the first woman who was nominated by a major political party to be their candidate for president for the first time in history. We had, for the first time in history, a businessman, never a politician, who was nominated as a presidential candidate by a major party for the first time in history. We had a 75-year-old avowed socialist who captured the hearts and the votes of the younger generation, probably to many people's surprise. The pollsters got it wrong in predicting winners and losers. And the inside the beltway types of both parties got it wrong as well. And we have Donald J. Trump as the 45th president of the United States.